BBC Radio Berkshire. More this morning on the underground tunnel connecting the two railway stations in Windsor, Windsor and Eaton Central and Windsor Riverside. Plans to be submitted within a month, as George Bathurst, who's in charge of the Windsor Rail Link project, has been telling me.
We've just commissioned some architects to produce 3D graphics to explain how the tunnel will thread underneath Windsor and improve the views of the castle and the riverside.
And what's the point for people who are new to this? What's the point of a tunnel connecting the two stations?
Well, as many of your readers who are probably driving to work this morning will know, we have a congestion problem in this corner of the world. It's very difficult to build new roads, and we're quite often reduced to just improving the roads themselves. And our railways, we have very poor orbital connections. So the idea is to be able to people from, say, Reading or Slough to get to South London and start the building of an orbital railway. To vastly improve the ability of people to get to work.
And so it'll be like a railway interchange that you expect to be much more used by commuters?
Both commuters and local people. So Windsor has 6.7 million visitors per year, and the vast majority of those come by road. It's a very difficult place to get to, so it's very much for residents and the whole region to improve ability to get around.
Where's the money coming from for this, George?
Well, we hope to be able to privately fund it. We've made some progress already, and this will cost probably about $200 million to build, which sounds a lot, but in railway terms, that's quite a cheap intervention. And it's connecting a historical anomaly of having two railway stations built by different companies that didn't want to know each other, 300 yards away from each other in Windsor.
And when do you expect it to be up and running? Assuming it, you know, goes through every stage of the process, and you get the planning, you get the money, and all that. When will we have it?
Between 5 and 7 years. The most difficult part is the planning permission. Building it is actually the relatively easy bit.
That's George Bathurst, who is in charge of the Windsor Rail Link. This is Richard Dexter, who knows about tunnelling. Hello, Richard.
Good morning.
Good morning. How would you even go about digging a substantial tunnel under the middle of Windsor?
Reasonably the same way as you would dig a substantial tunnel under the very centre of London. Crossrail's only just been... tunnelling has just finished, so that was 2.5 years for a massive project.
So you would have those same sort of vast drill bits. That's the only terminology I can use as a layperson to describe what many of us have seen on the train when we go in and out of Paddington, those huge things. That's how it works.
The long and short of it essentially is yes. Very large TBMs. I haven't seen the latest of the WLR plans. I saw the one from a year ago, and that's the way it was leading to think about the station complex in the middle. It was obviously a large box.
How do you drill a big tunnel without, you know, Windsor itself falling over, without the medieval castle falling into a pit in the ground?
The advancements in face pressure technology, the cutting head, the drill bit itself is pressurized, so effectively you are pressurising and supporting the ground as the tunnel machine progresses forward. The advancements in technology over the last 25 years since the Channel Tunnel have been massive in tunnelling technology.
Gotcha. Thank you very much indeed for that. It's Richard Dexter, tunnelling expert, BBC Radio Berkshire, Monday morning.